WRK 828.
Good evening, everybody. This is Bernie, WRX 10 291. Beginning this evening's session of Bernie's Friday Roundtable. I'm also very excited to have my special guest co-host again tonight from the Roadkill Queen, WSA2479 Shannon. We also have WRFD828 Chris, WRNS719 DJ, WRY524 Captain Doug, WRJN394 Ryan, and also there's WRTL610 and WRXZ51 Dave from Baton Rouge. Okay, first off, this is what we're going to do is we're going to pick off from where we left off last time, okay? So what I'm going to do is just like the end of every round, okay, I'm going to call out to see if there's anyone else that would like to get, that would like to play and get into the first round, the end of the first round. Now, once we begin the second round, there's nobody else coming in at that point, okay? So what I'd like to do now is we'll do a roll call for the people that are playing that are already on our list. That's what we're going to do now. So first off, I'm going to call out, see if Matt is out there, 581, and just say here, a present, or whatever. So 581, Matt, come back. Jacob. Call sign ending 723, Stephen. Call sign ending 320, Ray. Okay, so just to explain what we're doing, I'm doing a roll call of all of the people who were playing last week that are in the log here. So we just want to see how many of y'all from last week are here again tonight. And then we can start from there. So let's try 320, Ray.
Transmitting on the repeater on the RF side. That radio is dead on RF. I'm getting you on DB switch, but it's breaking up bad. WRZX776.
Thank you very much, sir. Stand by. Okay, we're going to rise to that. We're going to work on reconnecting that again. Let's see, we left off at 273 Scott. We'll try him one more time. Call sign ending 273. Call sign ending 733. John. Call sign ending 693. James. Call sign ending 501. Joel.
297 here.
Thank you, sir. Call sign ending 414, Adam. And call sign ending 428, Tyson.
This is 428, Tyson. Accounted for.
Thank you, sir. Okay, everybody stand by a minute, and we'll get this thing going. Okay, so what we're going to do is just like we do at the end of every time that I do a roundtable. When we get to the end of the names that we have, and the end of that rotation, I always call out for anybody that's not in the rotation currently. So that's what we're going to do in this case. So basically what we're doing is the last call for anybody who wants to play in round one and therefore the rest of the game. So what we'll do right now is call signs ending in 0 through 3. Starting now, call signs ending in 0 through 3.
WRXG431,
Okay, Mark, we got you. Anybody else? Last call, 033. Okay, anybody else who would like to come in with call signs ending 4 through 6? Come in now. WRXC356, Kurt Feathers.
WRZX776, Dennis. But you're still not transmitting on the network.
Common for 291. 291, go ahead. Yes, sir, just as information, we got text from 446 and 609. They're not here in the East West, so that's just an FYI. WQRA 320 to the side.
You're not here on
Let's see. I believe that's right. Why don't you come back in and 446 and who else you said? What are they doing? They want to come on TV Switch?
776, but it's not transmitting all right.
Now this is 320. I've talked to 446 and 609, Steve and Edwin, and they're not hearing it on video switch. This is an FYI, WCRA 65. 320 to the side. Thank you, 320. And Dennis, yeah, we know we're trying to connect the Rush City right now, so yeah, we know about that. Okay, anybody else? 4 through 6, last call. All signs ending in 4 through 6. Okay, with that, we're looking for anybody else who wants to join in. Call signs ending in 7 through 9. Come in now.
WRXB 609, Huntsville, Steve.
Okay, last call. All call signs. Anybody else who wants to play all call signs? Last call. Okay, now, all the call signs. So what we're going to do is, just like the end of everyone, when I call up anybody else who wants to come in at the end of the first round, we'll ask those operators who just came in a question, and once we get to the end of them, that'll be the end of the first round, and we'll begin the beginning of the second round. Once we get into the second round, there's no other players that are coming in. So if y'all want to stand by, we're looking at the status of the first 3600, and then we'll move on to next. Okay, and now the 600 is back connected again, so let's see. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start with 431 Mark. How about you, ready for a question?
Roger, Marty, go ahead.
Stand by 1 second. Okay, here you go. Who invented the light bulb?
This is WRXD 609. Go ahead, Bernie.
What is the clinical name for the five bomb?
Did you say the thigh bone?
That is not correct. Sorry. Okay, we're going to move on to, and hang around for the second round now. Steve, you're still in the running. Everybody's still in the running. 431 Mark, you there?
Roger, roger. 431 here.
What is the longest river in the United States?
Missouri.
Go ahead, buddy.
Who was the first American in space? Roger that. Okay, well, hang in there, because these questions, I'm going to reuse the ones that people get wrong. So, next we're moving on to 776 Dennis. Let's give you, what is the clinical name for the thigh bone?
I'm just trying to get back to the attorney, but I think it's a team.
Evidently, you're in copy.
And that'll end the first round. Okay, so on Dennis 776, he gets 1 point.
I don't need the radio. You know what? They got to tell us.
So we're going to start with 581 Matt. You ready for a question, sir?
I am.
Okay, Maine only borders one state in the U.S. Which state is Maine border?
Did you say which state is Maine border?
That's correct.
Okay, gotta be New Hampshire.
That is correct. Okay, so that's the first 3 points in the second round, which goes to 581 match. And let's see, we'll go to 320 Ray. How about you, Ray? You ready for our question?
3-2-0, I got to be smarter than a fifth grader.
Okay, roger that. Okay, who was the first American in space?
Alan Shepard Jr.
That is correct, sir. Thank you so much. Okay, let's see. Next up is 506 Paul. How about you, Paul? You ready for a question?
WCB 506 Pierce, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Paul? Glad you're in there, man. Who was the president of the United States before George W. Bush?
Prior to George W. Bush, it was President, I believe it was President Clinton.
That is correct, Mr. Paul. Thank you so much, man. Okay, we'll catch you on the next one. Next is 775 Larry. You ready for a question?
I'm here.
What is the capital of New York?
Albany.
That is correct, sir. I was trying to keep it away from a New York person, they know it right off the bat. So anyway, here we go. Let's see. Next is 495 Brad. You ready for a question?
Ready.
How many syllables are there in the word Mississippi? We're going to say four. Roger that. And I think that may change depending on what part of the country you're from, right? Okay, here we go. Next up, 944 Anthony. You ready for a question, sir?
Yes, sir.
How many inches are there in city dogs? Next one.
figure just came in tonight. 431 Mark. Are you ready for a question?
Roger, Roger, Bernie. Go right on in here.
True or false? The kangaroo is a marsupial.
Absolutely true.
Roger that, sir. Very good. Next up is 356 Chris. How many times does 7 divide into 49?
Say that again, you cut out. How many times does 7 go into 49?
Roger, that is correct. How many times does 7 divide into 49? Roger that, you are correct. Okay, and let's see, so that's the bottom of the second round. Then it's just three like that. I'm sorry, that was Chris. Okay, stand by. Last one is 776 minutes. You ready for a question?
I'm gonna pass it. I'm gonna let you give it to somebody else.
Hey, Bernie, did you get me in there? 797?
Stand by. Copy, Bernie?
Bernie, that's a 703. I wasn't holding it.
Okay, let's say that was 797.
Roger, and there was another guy, from the United States, from the FBI, 797. Now.
Al, I called out for you earlier in the first round. Okay, let's see. Go ahead and check him in now, and we'll give him a... Give him one. That's why I skipped you earlier, because you didn't come in when I did the roll call. But let's give it to you anyway, okay? So let me find your question out. Okay, 797 out. You ready for a question?
Roger.
What are the three states of matter?
Gas, solid, and liquid.
You are correct there. Okay, let's do this. Is I'll ask for if there's anybody out there that was playing last week that was that we recorded and we missed during the initial roll call. Would you come on in?
You was silent at the beginning, so I didn't hear anything up until you started asking some questions. But yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Roger. That's Jacob. So let's pause right there. We'll ask Jacob a question, and then we'll see if there's anybody else out there. So here you go. What is the body of water between Florida and Texas called?
That would be the Gulf of Mexico.
Roger that. That is correct. Okay, anybody else out there that was playing last week that missed the call?
WRK 273.
There you go. Play the tune, Scott. Okay, let me give you a question here, bud. Stand by. On Earth is known as the island continent.
Australia?
Roger that, sir. Australia is correct. Okay, let's try anybody else that was playing last week that missed the roll call earlier. Come on in now, one at a time, please. Okay, last call for anybody else who missed the roll call that was playing last week. You were in the call sign log that we have for this team, and you missed the roll call tonight. Come on in now. We're giving you one more chance. Come on in.
Revolutionary War, B, the American Civil War, C, Mexican War, D, War of 1812, or E, World War II.
I'm sorry, you cut out the first part of that whole question.
Name the war that occurred between the Union and the Confederacy. A. American Revolutionary War. B. The American Civil War. C. Mexican War. D. War of 1812. E. World War II.
Sorry for making you repeat all of that. It's the American Civil War.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, Sector 703, are you ready for a question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is the area of the square with 5 centimeters? Is it A, 50 square centimeters? B, 5 square centimeters? C, 25 square centimeters? D, 15 square centimeters? Or E, 20 square centimeters?
25 square centimeters.
You are correct. Steven, are you ready for a question? Okay, Ray, 320, are you ready for a question?
Yes.
How much is the sum of the three angles of a triangle? A, 180 degrees. B, 90 degrees, C, 360, D, 240, or E, 720.
I'm sorry, I took and stepped away. Three sides of a triangle, 270.
So the question was, how much is the sum of the three angles of a triangle?
Yes, ma'am.
are there in 30 hours and 45 minutes? A, 180, B, 160, C, 225, C, 345, or E, 245?
Hey, can you just repeat the question one more time? I cut out at the beginning there.
No problem. How many minutes are there in 3 hours and 45 minutes?
It's 320.
C, 245, C, 345, or E, 245.
345.
Sorry, wrong.
That's okay. I didn't want to win my own radio anyway, so that's a good way to withdraw from the competition. Thank you, WRKH273.
Okay, 733. John, are you ready for a question?
I'm ready. WRTF-733, ready for the question.
Okay, hold on. Let's get my question ready for you. What kind of pattern were Roman cities built in? A grid, skeleton, plane, stated, or layered?
Sorry, can you repeat the options again one more time, please?
Grid, skeleton, plane, stated, or layered?
I believe the very first one is cutting off.
That is grid. G-R-I-D.
Has been grid. Sick.
You are correct. 506. Paul, are you ready for a question?
Go ahead, please.
How larger is Russia in size than the United States, approximately? Twice? Twice. T-R-H-R-I-C-E. That is T-H-R-I-C-E. Or it is the same size? Five times or four times?
What were the choices again, please?
How larger is Russia in size than the United States? Twice. It is the same size, or five times, or four times.
I believe it's twice the size.
You are correct. Stand by for just a moment, guys. Okay, 775. Larry, are you ready for a question?
I'm ready.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
That is correct. 495, Brad. Are you ready for a question?
Good to go.
Ah, What is the largest South American country by area? A. Argentina. B. Brazil. C. Chile. D. Mexico. Or D.
I'm gonna say Brazil.
You are correct. Anthony, are you ready for a question?
Yes.
Chili is an example of what type of word? A. Adjective. B. Noun. C. A verb. D. Adverb. Or E. Pronoun.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Carefully is an example of what type of word? Adjective, noun, verb, adverb, or pronoun?
I'm going to say adverb.
Correct, Brad. Al, are you ready for a question?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Which is the fastest bird on foot? A. Ostrich. B. Sparrow. C. D. Dragon. D. Woodpecker.
Chicken is definitely the fastest bird, but ostrich is the answer to the question.
You are correct. Okay, your question, you ready? Can you hear me?
818, we're ready.
Emma has 2 yardsticks. She also has 12-inch ruler. She laid them end to end in a line. How many feet long is the line?
That'd be 7 feet.
Correct. I'm going to have to get some harder questions here. 618, Ezra, you ready for a question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Ezra, whose picture is on the $5 bill?
I'm going to say Lincoln.
You are correct. 609, Steve, are you ready for a question?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Cannon, go ahead.
Okay, Steve, what is the smallest fish in the world?
Yes, ma'am. This is 609. Go ahead.
609. What is the smallest fish in the world?
Dwarf Nemo. Dwarf Nemo.
Correct, Steve. Joe, are you ready for a question?
A dwarf minnow.
Steve, you are correct. Thank you. 620, Joe, are you ready for a question?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
What whole number is closest to the square root of 65?
That would be 8.
You are correct. 397 days. Are you ready for a question?
Yes, I am.
How many mouths are in the following sentence? The rabbit ran to the cafeteria and ate a big salad.
Three.
You are correct. 428, Tyson, are you ready for a question? Tyson, are you ready for a question?
This is 428.
Which is a prime number? A, 8, B, 17, C, 30, D, 63, E, 99.
Can I get those options one more time, please?
A, 8, B, 17, C, 30, D, 63, E, 99.
All right, I'm going to go with B.
Correct. Okay, Mark, 431, are you ready for a question?
Roger, roger.
Which one of these is a mammal? A seahorse, a sea lion, or a sea on chin? U-R-C-H-I-N. Okay, that doesn't say it correctly. You are correct. 356. Are you ready for a question?
And 48 on me.
In the initials of the federal agency known as NASA, what does the first A stand for?
North American Space Agency, so American, I believe.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Okay, Brian, I'm going to call it up. I'll have you to call the next round.
Thank you so much, Shannon. You did a great job, girl. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. So my last count was we got like 14 tied at 9 and 2 or 3 that are tied at 8. Okay, so we're going to continue this again next Friday. And we'll have a winner next Friday. For all you mathematicians out there, we're going to do fifth, are you smarter than a fifth grader? And it's going to be a bunch of math stuff. Kind of think that might weed out some people, but oh well, it's a game. who's in here right now that we talked to tonight that's logged in with points be back here next Friday, okay? That is when it'll be finished. So I really appreciate y'all coming. Hope y'all have fun doing this. We sure have. So anyway, okay, I'm going to wrap this one up right now. This has been Bernie's Friday Roundtable. This and that will meet next Friday at 8 p.m. Central again. This and that utilizes LinkLink data systems throughout the United States that are made possible by GMRS Live. For information on these networks, please visit GMRSLive.com or Roadkill Nationwide at roadkill.network. Thanks to all the repeater owners who make this possible. This is Bernie, WRXN 291.
Welcome to Apache DMRS Repeater 925. Time out.
Everybody enjoy their night.